Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's Luca Picciò, and it is Thursday, the 25th of April.
Very nice.
Yeah.
We can't question that, can we? You've got a hair hanging off your microphone. It's really annoying me. Can I get it?
Where? I just have hairs just coming off me. Yeah. I need to invest in those little kind of lint rollers. I'm just covered in dog hair.
I've got a couple of them in the house.
Crepe.
I've got a couple of them in the
covered
house.
Covered in crepe. But it's just never ending when you got dogs. I imagine it's quite similar when you get cats, but dogs really do shed.
So only one of my cats sheds.
Right.
So it's not too bad. Yeah. How are you anyway, Peter? How's Thursday for you so far?
It's just going all right. Yeah, I've managed to let myself get talked into getting excited about the Ramble live show, because we've been talking about it so much on the Ramble. I'm going, oh yeah, it is going to be good, and I'm like, yeah, but that's down to us, though, isn't it?
Yeah. The problem is we've got to write the show.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the main problem. So we've got a good idea for it, and we've got some things to hang it on.
Yeah.
But we haven't actually written anything yet.
Bit, yeah.
And a lot of that comes down to you, doesn't it?
Well, the video bits do. And the finish. I'm really excited about the finish. I'm really excited about what I have to make for the finish.
That's going
to
be brilliant. So, was that my idea?
Might have been your idea, yeah. Yeah. Don't want to do it now.
The whole concept was my idea, but I'm not going to claim that until it's a triumphant success.
Yes, good. Like it. That's fair.
Yeah.
How we've always operated.
If it goes to shit, I'm going to be piling that onto someone else. That's the secret, guys. That is the secret.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, Peter, what have you been up to?
What have I not been up to? I have been waging a war against some sticky tape that I put on my car that I imported. So, you know, like, everything now isn't nailed or screwed anymore. It's little Velcro hanging stickers. You know what I mean? Do you know the ones I mean?
Command strips.
Command strips.
Yeah.
That kind of sticky 3M stuff that has become incredibly powerful and incredibly sticky.
Inventing that kind of stuff is the sort of thing that makes you, like, Swiss billionaire rich, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the sort of people who created Velcro in the first place, I suppose. These small sort of operations that...
Velcro was created for the space... missions, though.
Right.
I think it was created by NASA.
Was that for their uniforms?
I don't know. I think it was just a way of holding things in place.
Or just to hold it up there.
Yeah.
Hold the space shuttle up there.
Yeah.
Tape it to a planet or an asteroid or something.
So I think what they're going to do is they're going to Velcro all the planets together.
Yeah.
And create one big super planet.
I didn't realise it was like baby Velcro. Like, it's like Velcro, but it's very... The hooks are so close to the fabric, you can bear... It's not rough to touch, really.
Like nappies. Nappies use it.
Yes, they do. They would. Amazing.
I was fascinated by that because I didn't know how the nappies actually worked.
Right.
And is that all it is?
Yeah. I think nappy technology in particular is fascinating because it does... If you've ever... obviously you've changed a baby and I have too, but like the liquid does stay in the nappy and it's not wet to touch, if that makes sense.
It's amazing.
How do they do that?
And they're also about 3p a nappy. It's just quite crazy, isn't it? I think it's probably... is it disastrous for the environment? It probably is, isn't
probably
it?
Probably is, isn't it? They probably want you to use the old... that we didn't even use.
So some friends of ours... this is astonishing to me, but fair enough. Good on them. In many ways, I'm actually in awe of it.
Mm.
They've got a baby.
Right.
And also the baby is like a few months younger than our baby. Mm. So let's say, for example, their baby is 8 months old. I think it's about that.
Yeah.
They've gone to like Patagonia for 6 months. Ooh, and they're like roughing it, and they're using these reusable nappies, and they're sleeping in tents and stuff.
I mean,
and I understand it's quite frustrating to be stuck at home with a baby when it's raining because they get bored.
Mm.
But there's doing stuff, and then there's that.
It's one step after Glastonbury, isn't it? Really, doing Glastonbury.
The thing with Glastonbury, I spoke. My neighbour's got a baby as well. When we go to the pub and lament our lot.
Your new lot.
I agree with him. He said to me that, you know, when you take a baby to Glastonbury, one, it's quite performative.
Mm.
Two, it's for you, not for them.
Yeah.
They're not getting anything.
You'll just
be out finding a way to fudge your own lifestyle with a baby along for the ride.
Yeah.
I can see a baby getting sunk out of it when they're like six or seven. Not a baby, then they're a kid.
Even that though. Like it's like the kind of watered down children's entertainment that will be on there just is not worth
it. Monkey's not that bad these days.
The ticket entry itself, we'll come on to Taylor in a bit.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, not the producer.
Yeah.
So we're not doing product review. Product review? What's it got? Performance review. I don't know. I don't do a lot of these things, so I don't know.
Sometimes I sit here and I'm making a show with you and you say stuff like that and you've taken one shoe off and I think, what am I doing? Why have you taken one shoe off?
I don't. Well, because I sometimes like to put my foot up here, but I don't like to put my foot where people's bums go.
Would you take a baby to Glastonbury?
No. I've always thought it was performative and silly and you're just having a bad time. And you make it, because surely like babies, they're just, especially crawling ones, they just always want to be over there, over there, over there. That's a big field to go over there too. You know what I mean?
Could like anywhere,
it's just a
they?
Nightmare. And if, or you can put a carrier on, then they're just out in the filth and the grot and it's just, man.
Not for me.
I never liked seeing that.
Is it worth saying to people, have your fun.
Yeah.
And when you've had your fun, and it seems like fun to have a baby, have a baby.
Have a baby.
And then when your baby's grown up and doing their own thing,
have some more fun.
Go back to Glastonbury.
Yeah, exactly.
And see your kid there on their own, ping it off their tits, and pretend you haven't seen them, and get on with your day.
Mm.
That's what I would say. There's things to do. I don't think that having a baby or having kids should like derail your life. There's loads of stuff you can still do.
Mm.
Certain things, just let the kids have a nice time.
Yeah.
Let people enjoy themselves without
kids,
you.
Kids like the Wiggles.
Stinking up
they
the place.
They don't like the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
They just don't.
That's me as well. Pete, it would be absolutely remiss of me to not mention this to you on Luke and Pete's show a day after it's happened.
Yeah.
Runaway horses in London.
Oh, wild. Absolutely wild.
Like, literally wild.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know where they came from. I don't know where one of them managed to sort of...
Some of the photos are amazing.
Oh, it looks like a Guinness advert, but with more blood.
So apparently, noise from builders near Buckingham Palace caused horses from the household cavalry to bolt during a rehearsal. And sadly, one horse hit the windscreen of a double-decker bus.
Oh, wow.
No one was injured. The horse was fine.
Wow.
That would be an amazing thing to see, wouldn't it?
I'd be like, I could have had 100 guesses there, and I wouldn't be able to.
Never going to hear that sound again, probably.
No, good point.
Another one of those, isn't
it? The hippo and the metal tray, isn't it?
Yeah, and the final piece of information about this happening, if you haven't seen it, look at the photos on the BBC website. Incredible, these different horses running through deserted streets.
Yeah.
Two horses have been caught, they've all been caught now.
Yeah.
Two of them were caught in Limehouse, which is five miles away.
That's such a long way away.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, at that point, that could just be any horse.
People pilloried that Geordie who punched that horse. I mean, he could have been some use there. So he could have been like a hired gun. The Suicide Squad.
Get his scarf on.
Get his
like
scarf
Deadpool,
on.
But
yeah.
But you know, there was a guy at the far right. I mean, I don't actually know how to categorise it, but there was St George's Day...
drinkers.
Football fan pissheads.
Yeah.
Yesterday, doing some shit at the Cenotaph.
Yeah.
How you can make a... The thing I don't like about it was loads of things I don't like about it, but the lack of self-awareness to not understand that the incredible, however problematic you find it in modern day, but the incredible dignity that elderly veterans have when it comes to serving their country in the Second World War, the First World War, whatever war it may be, and the messages and the morals they've normally got to impart upon us all is, it was awful. And it's not a great thing, and I just want a quiet life now. Mm. Drawing a line from that to these cunts,
the co-opting of the Sesh Lords.
Why? What arrogance and lack of self-awareness must you have to think that anyone in their right mind wants you anywhere near the cenotaph, changed off your tits with a St. George's flag around your neck? Fuck off.
Yeah.
Go and celebrate some fucking... Dude. It's not even a celebration, is it?
It's not even your city, though, is it? You know what I mean? It's not even your... Like, the city's a different... Yeah. The city has... London's always been different to that. It's anyway, always been
one of them hit a horse with an umbrella.
Right, okay. Oh, yeah, well, so maybe at least they had an umbrella, I suppose.
Are they linked?
That seems like forward planning.
Are the events linked?
You don't want to get your dad jeans wet, do you, I suppose?
Should horses be in the police? Possibly not.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if they read all the right books and they go through all the... Can a horse experience a PowerPoint?
Leave them alone. Let them do racing if they want.
Mm.
Yeah, only if they want.
Yeah. Mm.
A lot of them are bred to race. You've got to remember that. Let them do racing if they want.
Right.
I would let them do... just field work.
Right, yeah. Adult films.
You know, like it. I knew you were going to go there. You know, in the Barbie movie, Ken's job is just beach.
Yeah.
I think the horse's job should just be field.
Field, yeah. Are you kind of like, I don't know what they'd be up to if we didn't employ them to do stuff, though. I don't know whether horses would have a satisfying time of things.
Apparently the ones that have been recovered are now being assessed by a vet as we record this.
Right.
You're right, I've just been for a run.
Yeah.
Just been for a run.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Maybe they'd have a problem with the hardness of the ground, I presume.
Mm. I don't know.
If you've got a horseshoe on, you're pacing it and turning the corner on the old tarmac.
On the old cobbles.
You're going to slide. Tarmac, yeah. I reckon you're going to slide. Mm. It's an amazing story.
Oh, it's an amazing image. I mean, I feel sorry for the one who's cut his neck, I think, but...
Oh, that's
they're all neck, though, aren't they? They've got a lot of neck to cut, I suppose.
Statistically, it's very likely to happen. They've absolutely decimated a whole bunch of line bikes as well.
Yes, good stuff.
Just line bikes on the deck.
The line bike app. I hate to get boring, but that's kind of where we've become. We're two middle-aged men talking about line bikes now, right now. That's what we're doing. Line bikes. When you finish with a line bike, Luke, you're a line bike lover like me.
Yeah. Do you want to know how many kilometres I've done on my line bike?
On your line bike?
It's not
impressive because it's got a battery on it.
Yeah. I don't think it's impressive physically. I just want you to understand the commitment I've shown to
the Lime brand.
Yeah.
Who owns the Lime brand? Who owns the Lime bike brand? Is it LimeWire?
Might be Uber.
Uber.
Guess how many kilometres I've done on the Lime bike?
How many have you done?
2,886.5 kilometres.
Since it came in?
Since I started using it.
You're like the hardest geezer, but with Lime bikes.
Yeah, where's my parade? 388
You've done every Pret a Manger in London.
If anyone out there can beat that, I'd love to hear about it. Anyway, carry on.
When you finish and you got to take a picture of the Lime bike to tell the people that, tell the Lime bike boys and girls that you've put be parked in a decent place. Have you ever had to pick, like lately, they're getting really arsey about what is in the shot? Because I'm always taking pictures of the thing they've asked me to take.
Yeah, ignore.
And they always go... They always go, you need to take it better. And I'm not doing...
There's a button to submit anyway.
Yeah,
just ignore.
But I'm not doing it. Why can't they get that right?
It's all AI, isn't it, anyway?
Yeah.
It's all checked by AI. The only problem you'll have, which is the problem I've had in the past, is if you've got a double yellow line in the shot, they ask for a bit more clarity.
Because they see the double yellow line, right.
So I think if you get the background...
I'll sense
right,
two chips in the foreground laying down close to the camera.
Yeah, the thing I find interesting about that is that these days... more and more often you have to park the bike in a bay.
Mm.
So I mean, and they know where the bay is because if you're not in the bay they won't let you park it.
No,
so what do you need a fucking photo for, you nerds?
Just yeah, you know
the
what
bay.
It is,
that's it,
yeah, it's near the bay. Yeah,
stick it in the bay and move on
just
with your
a
life
lot of,
how,
just a lot of
how are you using line bikes where you live?
Canterbury, go from Canterbury to here.
Oh, okay. So you get training.
Well, I always think that the whatever, £2 or whatever, it's money well spent, I think, for the extra 10 minutes it gives me to do some prep for the ramble.
I do a ride pass, mate.
Nice.
Okay. So I just shell out at the beginning of the month like £40.
Right.
And it lasts me.
It's like a gold club. Like a gold card. It's like a Nando's black card.
But for cycling.
Yeah.
It runs out pretty quick. And isn't the Nando's black card free?
It is to like celebrities. It certainly used to be. Got it. I think I spoke before, but Matt Dyson from XFM/Absolute's Black Card. We had some nights out on that. Cocktails, yes please.
Nothing's got the spoken about in the hushed, revered tones
like
of
in
the
Nando's
media
cognoscenti
than the Nando's Black Card.
Yeah. Yeah. You can talk about your Soho House membership, your Chilton Firehouse, but really it's the Nando's Black Card.
I always get asked to be a member of what's it called? The one on Shaftesbury Avenue. So a good few of my friends are members of it. Is it called the Century Club?
Yeah. That's where I saw Michael Barrymore that time.
Oh, I thought that was in the Groucho.
No, that was the rooftop of Century.
Are you going to tell that story or can you not tell it?
He offered to take me home and provide a sex worker for me on the day that he was cleared of Stuart Lubbock's murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said that the worst thing that's going to happen is I'm going to wank you off.
Yeah. That's
it's
the
not,
worst
it's
thing.
Not the worst thing that's happening, honestly.
So, Peter, that happened, though.
That happened. That
so,
did happen.
So we're not going to get busted for you saying
that? No, it definitely happened.
Yeah. Was he drunk?
He's started to do, like, he's doing a lot of, like, TikTok stuff. And I
he's
think
never going to be rehabilitated, though.
No, it's a shame, because he was good. I don't think there was anything, this is me opining over the memory of a dead man, but it just seemed like it was just a bit of an unfortunate situation. But I think
he was a brilliant
he whispered
presenter.
Into my ear, and he was a brilliant presenter. We do touch on about it's one of our kind of touchstones is batteries and Barrymore.
No,
Barrymore being good at his job.
The thing is,
an absolute charisma bomb.
It's very hard to explain to people who have got no experience of it, and obviously we've got a little. You've got more experience than me, but I've got a very little experience. But I've got enough to see what it takes, right? And it's very difficult to explain to people how fucking hard it is to do that.
Yeah.
Like, so.
And to be on to that level.
To present in any level is in a live environment, it's hard.
Mm.
And then there are people just so good at it, they make so natural, and it's like their natural environment. Like, she won't be very happy to be mentioned in the same conversation as Michael Barrymore,
right.
But I was thinking whenever I saw Jules at work, I've seen it from behind the scenes, I've seen it on telly like everyone else has. She's so good.
Yeah.
Like it's so hard to be that good.
And when we presented together on the Ramble, I'm presenting together, literally she's presenting, I'm doing dick jokes, but she will, she regards me as being an ad break fucking up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She looks at me, she goes, problems.
Yeah.
And professionals generally see a problem on the way. Like, he's not going to get a sentence out. He's going to have a non sequitur that doesn't go anywhere. He's going to try and mess this link up somehow. Get that man away from me.
But I look at you and I go, problem. So it's the same conclusion, but I'm happy with it.
Right, okay, fine.
But you're doing yourself a disservice there because you presented on national radio for a long old time.
I did. Well, I didn't have a Pete Donaldson in the room, did I? I was the...
To fuck you up.
I was the... It was the clown.
First they came for the Pete Donaldsons. but doctor, I am Andy Archie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What they say, if you look around the room and it's not a Pete Donaldson, you're the Pete Donaldson.
What if that doctor, it's not the end of the scene, and the doctor goes, yeah, he's not that good. Yeah. I hadn't seen him, but his reputation preceded him, but I've not seen this
clown. There's absolutely no reason for him to be so upset. Because there's no duality of man.
No.
Man, he must be upset all the time.
Yeah.
Even on stage, because he's bad.
Maybe that's his whole shtick.
He's just
a bad clown.
Have you got a bit of the tears of a clown about you?
No, the anxiety of a clown. Worrying about the future.
Do you feel like a clown?
Never 10 years where that's going.
Just next week?
Yeah, always next week.
Do you feel like Pagliacci sometimes?
Yeah, I don't have time. Do you have time for introspection? No, I'm
not since I've become a dad. One of the best ever.
It does simplify your life somewhat, doesn't it, I suppose?
It has for me. Do you know what? The thing that's put, there's a quote that I heard that really rang true with me is that a man needs to find God or become a father because he needs something in his life that he loves more than he loves himself.
Nice.
And that is definitely the case.
Lovely
stuff. I'll be honest with you. This will be surprising to no one. I used to think about myself 150 times a day. I'm being serious.
Right.
And now I probably think about myself 60 times a day. Which I understand is still a lot, but it's 70% less than it was.
Yeah. But I don't even do social media. And I think, where is anyone finding the time to do that? You know what I mean? So I would say, maybe I need to find TikTok or Instagram or something like that. Maybe I need to express myself a bit more.
I literally use social media to be, when I'm angry about something, I need to get it out of my system.
Right.
It's normally about American politics or British, basically politics and the state of things, or to show off on Instagram. Oh, by the way, you guys, here's a post that ostensibly looks like it's a piece of information or something that's happened, but under the surface, if you scratch a little bit, I'm basically just showing off. And I think if more people were honest about that, we'd be in a better state. Can I just say before we move on, though, about Tears of a Clown and Pagliacci and all that kind of stuff, one of the greatest lines in pop music history is Smokey Robinson, Tears of a Clown. Just like Pagliacci did, I try and keep my sadness hid. It's a great line. It's a brilliant song.
Nice.
Very, very underrated songwriter, Smokey Robinson, I would say.
Smokey Robinson.
What didn't he write? But that's exactly it. But what I'm saying to you is, though, and maybe you're moving in different circles to me, but if people start talking about the best songwriters ever, he's probably not going to get a mention, is he? People are going to go Lennon and McCartney and David Bowie and Bob Dylan and Neil Young and stuff. But, I mean, his contribution to pop music is absolutely ridiculous. I think he's written something like, I want to say, I haven't got it in front of me. I'm trying to look it up now, but I can't find it. I think he might have written 1,000 published songs.
That's too many. It's like, well, Taylor Swift did that in her last album.
Yeah, she probably did. Do you want to do a bit on Taylor Swift here?
I've never understood it. I don't understand it. And I never will understand it.
Why do you reckon that is?
Usually, because, I mean, I would sort of defer to you, Luke, because you don't mind a bit of...
Should we have a break first?
All right.
Producer Taylor, not Taylor Swift, is going to go mental. Let's have a break.
Write a song about it, Taylor.
We'll come back and then we'll do a bit of that, but we'll also do batteries. Yeah?
Okay.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We're back with Luke Peach. You're Taylor Swift. Discuss. Yeah. Lukey Moore, you're a fan of a popstrel doing some thoughtful pop music.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on Swifties?
No one will care about my opinion on this because I am an old man. Mm. But I do think there is a big difference between really thoughtful, well-written pop music and the kind of stack them high, sell them cheap kind of shit that anyone will lap up, that people don't really like music. So I certainly think, of course, that Swift is on the good side.
Right.
And is a great artist and a brilliant songwriter.
Mm.
And I think what she's really good at is speaking directly to her audience. I think there's a list of kind of really successful current pop artists that are good at that. I think Ed Sheeran's another one of those. Ed Sheeran's almost, from my knowledge, and I do know a bit about it because I've got a few friends working in the industry, he's almost cynical with it. Yeah. He's almost like, this is the song I'm writing for this album for Radio 1. This is the song I'm for Radio 2.
Yeah.
This is the one with for this. He's almost quite cynical about it. But I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, and it's obviously down to his audience about whether they care about that or not.
At the end of the day, songwriters have to write to eat, and, you know, it's...
Yeah.
And I think in that sense,
one thing I would say about Taylor Swift, which I find really interesting, is that for some reason, people who are massively into her seem to think that there's been no pop songwriting done before her.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like she's doing what she's doing, and she's breaking records on tour, and she's an amazing artist, and I like a lot of her music, actually. But it just calmed down a bit. It's not yeah. something that's never happened before.
That girl sat outside, that girl and her two friends sat outside the stadium when a song hits that meant a lot to her and she's in tears and stuff.
Yeah, that's all good stuff.
That's all good stuff.
Yeah. But let's not pretend Madonna didn't exist.
No,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of artists that have done all the stuff she's doing before. Mm, and that's fine. Yeah. I'm just saying that people seem to get so virulent about it that they can't listen to reason. But I think that's probably an aspect of modern life anyway.
But it just seems like it's that... Is it Dan Antonoff from... who did Fun? Remember that band Fun?
Yeah.
He sort of writes all of... does a lot of the production of the tracks and... Good God, like they do sound very samey.
Jack Antonoff,
yeah. Sorry, yeah. It's very samey and the sentiment and the writing, oh my God. And
yeah, but Pete, you've got to understand that mainstream art
has to be broad.
Isn't that complicated?
No.
It's just the same as a Marvel movie or whatever, you know.
Yeah. It's the songwriting equivalent of like Guardians of the Galaxy, isn't it? A bit cheeky.
Yeah.
Bit cheeky, bit self-referential.
Yeah, exactly. So I think also if you look at like obviously my bae is Jepsen.
Right.
I think she's the standout of all of those personally. I mean, she's not as popular as Swift, of course. But if you look at like her most successful records, the list of like songwriters and producers and stuff on the liner notes and stuff is huge. Mm. I mean, they collaborate with so many different people. It's not. I don't know if Swift does, but it's not that uncommon for that kind of stuff to happen. And you've also got these places like some in Scandinavia, some in London, some in the US. They're basically just hit factories.
Yeah.
But that's no different to back in the day. You know, that's where A&R comes from. Artist and repertoire. The job was to match the artist with the song, and the songs would be written in like Tin Pan Alley and places like that. There would be songwriters, and songwriting was a job. You write songs for other people.
Yeah.
I think Lady Gaga did that before she became a performer herself and stuff. So another one who writes a lot of them is the girl from Four Non Blondes.
Yes.
She does a lot of them. I can't remember her name.
Big Mouth. Jessie Mouth. What's her name? Oh, can't remember.
Kathy Dennis is another one as well. Mm. She had some hits herself in the 90s.
Mm.
So there's a lot of people out there doing it. What a great job, by the way.
Well.
It's a great job to have.
Well, it's a great job to have, but you have to be...
Is it Linda Perry?
Linda Perry. You've got to be so talented to do it.
Mm.
And a lot of people aren't.
So there we go. Batteries, Pete. Let's move on from this and do
batteries.
We're probably going to get cancelled by the Swifties now anyway.
I know. I mean, just give us three or four songs that aren't like the, you know, never, never getting back together. Like, give us three or four songs that bang and are lyrically important, and because I'm just seeing some pretty tepid shit.
What have you done that's lyrically important recently, would you say?
Holloway Road Shops, I
admire.
I wrote the Holloway Shops I Admire song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did also one about Kentish Town. So
Kentish Town's a good one.
Kentish Town Town.
That was to the tune of Downtown. by Thingy.
I mean, you know that because it's got the word town in it.
Kentish. But it was like Kentish Town, wasn't it?
Yeah. So
quite clumsily written.
Quite clumsily. Some might say avant-garde.
You wrote the opening song to the Last Ramble tour as well?
Right, yeah.
The Adam Johnson line.
Paedophile stuff.
We had to change that for the US shows, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, only because they probably wouldn't understand who Adam Johnson was.
Yeah, I don't think paedophile humour goes down quite as well in the US,
either. Yeah, I don't know.
They think half the government are paedophiles. It hits a bit different.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the... we'll get into batteries in a second. I'm enjoying the Donald Trump trial. Despite all of the media saying, we're not going to fall for his shit again. We're not going to be... And then they're like, they see the money signs and they're like, we're following this trial like it's OJ's. They followed him in a helicopter to the court.
Awful. He also made up the other day that no one's allowed to protest outside the courthouse, which is everyone is allowed to protest. People just aren't bothering.
Yeah.
I also saw some coverage where he apparently fell asleep in the courtroom, and the Fox News coverage was, "Whoa, it's so boring. I'd fall asleep." Maybe we should make excuses for anything.
Yeah, anything he does. Yeah. Hello, gents. This is the battery call to arms from Chris. I saw the call for help on your Instagram, and like a battery wielding Batman, I'm answering the battery signal. I've had a previously successful submission with the Power Owl batteries. And hoping that I can score some more new players. In a quiet day at work, I went through everything in the office, which is battery powered. Good stuff. Amidst a sea of Panasonic and Energizer Industrial, I came across these beauties. May I present for you, for perusal, the Vital Pile Alkaline and also the 555 battery offering. Sounds like a betting company.
What's the first one?
Vital Pile Alkaline.
As in pile, P-I-L-E?
Yeah, Vital Pile. So you've got, a Vital Pile of batteries.
So Vital Pile are a new player.
good stuff. 1.3 volts of win for young Chris.
And Triple Five are not a new player. They were first sent in November of 2022. Mm. So one new player and one not new player.
I think Chris has got a good job because there's a lovely wood grain on his desk. Has to be said.
That's lovely.
That's rich.
Yeah.
That is lovely.
What wood's that, do you reckon? That's like almost like a cherry.
Yeah.
Cherry wood.
Don't scratch it. Do not carve your name into it. For crying out loud.
Dean, one of those S's I used to do in the 90s.
Yes, Dean Chewy Chew, who we've heard from before, I believe. It's been a while, and I've missed you lads. I've been travelling a lot recently and just binged the Luke and Pete Show to get caught up on about 2 months' worth of missed episodes. As I was travelling, I made it my mission to find some more battery brands to add to the battery daddy. As such, I'm coming in hot with my 8th, 9th and 10th new players.
Oh.
First up, Kono batteries from Vietnam. C-O-N-O. Batteries from Vietnam.
Not a new player. Sent in by Jonathan
Bat Nang Long. Ket Yu Thong. That's what it says. Sorry.
Sent in by John from Vietnam in November. In April of last year.
Mm. Okay. Well, yeah. What about Flarks?
Batteries
from Russia. Russia. F-L-A-R-X. It looks like something you'd see in a pound shop, but like one of those kind of Scandinavian pound shops. Flying Tiger of Copenhagen. Flarks. F-L-A-R-X. RX.
Are we happy that these are ones that Dean owns?
Yeah, they're on his desk. They're on a desk anyway. I think I'm fine with that.
In which case, they are a new player.
Good stuff.
Congratulations.
Well done.
What's the last one?
Nanfu Power Collect Ring.
Bloody hell.
Nanfu Power Collect Ring. Doesn't look like there's a lick of English on the
How does he know what they call it?
Yeah,
he translated that himself.
I presume Dean Chewy Chew speaks a bit of, or certainly reads a bit of Chinese.
Yeah, they're
whatever
new.
That is. Lovely stuff. Congratulations.
So two new players. Well done.
Dean, that's a fantastic performance, has to be said. Mm. All right. And finally for now, Christopher Quickert, Bands and Batteries. Hi, boys. I've been meaning to send in this battery submission for about a month and was prompted to write in immediately after listening to last Thursday's episode. Not even a minute in and you guys started talking about a band with an interesting name, the Thomas Jefferson Slave Apartments. I nearly wrecked my own van on the way to work. They are from Columbus, Ohio, like me. Their guitarist and dear friend of mine, Bobby P, sadly passed away 3 years ago this month. Sorry you didn't like the song, but it was nice to see a positive review of the band's name. Now for the battery submission. Please love me, Battery Daddy. EZ Red, AA alkaline battery for consideration. Keep the good work. Chris Quickert from Columbus, Ohio, USA, EZ Red.
Yeah, congratulations to you. They're a new player.
Oh, lovely.
Fantastic.
Stuff.
And that's great to see. I would just say on Thomas Jefferson Slave Apartments, I may not have said this and it may not have come across, which I apologise. I was not looking to denigrate your late friend's memory. I was just saying it's not really my cup of tea. And
right.
The reason I came across it is because I've got a shared Spotify playlist with a few of my friends.
Right.
And each week we each put a song on that we like that we've heard.
Right.
And a couple of my friends have got a lot more abrasive tastes in music than
okay.
me. Which is good, so I get exposed to a load of stuff I wouldn't normally listen to.
This is just noise you shout.
That's where TJSA were on there.
Right.
And it just wasn't really my kind of thing. But I do understand that they're a very well-respected, critically acclaimed band of the 90s, I think.
Right.
So no beef. I've got no beef. I love what they're doing. All for it. It's just not really my cup of tea.
No beef.
Like the same way, like for example, I love the fact that, say, grindcore band The Locust exist.
Don't listen to them every day.
It's really important that they're kind of around
because
great music, you know, making that kind of stuff is great. I'm not going to listen to it, even if they've got the most amazing song names ever. Like, Earwax Halo manufactured for the champion and all of us. Late for a double date with a pile of atoms in the water closet.
I like that.
And pissed, is that a halfie in your pants? And finally for now, can we please get another nail in the coffin of culture theft? And the half-eaten sausage would like to see you in his office.
That's not bad. I'm instantly... I think you can tell my interest has been piqued by
all those songs are about 30 seconds long as well.
Good stuff.
Actually, I will finish with this one.
All right.
Yeah. The penultimate song on their... much acclaimed, actually, 2003 release, Plague Soundscapes, is called Priests with the Sexually Transmitted Diseases, Get Out of My Bed.
All right, well, we'll leave it there. This has been the Luke and Pete Show. Continue with your batteries. Get them in. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com if you want to find your space into the battery daddy. You can find us on the old socials if you fancy it, at Luke and Pete Show or at the Luke and Pete Show, depending on where you are. But we'll see you on Monday. All right.
Do you want a bit of The Locust to play us out?
No. because it's the protected content.
They're not going to mark that.
All right. I can get into that.
Yeah, luck with that.
It sounds like the Circle Jerks mixed with something a bit harder. Silly boys being silly.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.